But in the meantime, walking home from school, the school buses would pass by us, and can you believe the white kids would spit out the window at us and call us a nigger and everything? Anyway, we overcame that because we knew the schedule, they were coming by, and we were out of their way. Getting the public bus going to Newport News, which we were the closest to, or going to Hampton, the buses ran like every hour, and the last bus was 11 o'clock, and we knew buses ran in other neighborhoods longer than that, so that was a form of segregation. Going to the stores to be waited on, we were always waited on last. When I grew up and went away, I would, in the summers, I would go to Richmond to visit some of my stepfather's people, and they would let me take the bus there, and they would come Labor Day and pick me up. Taking the bus, we had to sit on the back of the bus. Riding the bus around the city, we always had to sit on the back. So taking the bus and stopping at some little station, maybe you had to go to the bathroom. You had to go to some real dinky, nasty, dirty bathroom in the back. Or even you just didn't go, you try to hold your water. And you know that could be hard, even for a child. When I went to high school, I wanted a part-time job so that I could supplement, well, so I could have an allowance and supplement, because my stepfather had passed and he died when I was 16 years old. So, 15 years old, I'm sorry. So our income was really low then. We were not poor, but we were making ends meet, but I wanted my own money. And I just went here and there, and I could not get a job because I was black, because I am black. So the colored druggist around the corner did give me a job there. I had a very good job, that worked out fine. But basically I did domestic work because that's all I could get. And my name is Olivia, which I feel is a very pretty name. My mother felt that way, so she gave it to me. And I had trouble with my name. One lady told me, one white lady said, oh, that's what I was going to name my daughter. But her daughter's name was Mary. I mean, you jump from Olivia to Mary. And she would call me, I'd be upstairs cleaning the bathroom, and she said, Susie, they love to call me Susie. Susie, and so I didn't answer. I was a spunky kid then. I was like 13 or 14, and I didn't answer. And finally she'd come to the steps and say, Olivia, you hear me calling you? I said, now I hear you. Now you said Olivia. That's my name. She asked me, why did your mother name you Olivia? I said, because she looked at me and said, I have a very pretty baby, and I'm going to give her a pretty name. That was not true, but that was my smart answer to her. My mother, I could have told her the truth. My mother said, my mother's name is Lucille, and there's so many people say, why didn't you name her Lucille? Name her after you, because it looks so much like her. And she said, no, that's too common a name. I wanted to have an odd name, but a nice name. So she gave me Olivia. So then, prior to that, when we were living in Aberdeen, there were farms around us, potato farm, and we'd go, they would dig up the potatoes, and we children, in the summer, would have to put them in baskets. And, you know, to go to market. And we also worked on a raspberry farm, picking raspberries, which I really didn't like. It was like back-breaking. But going back to the potato farm, I had two girlfriends, close girlfriends, and another one, about seven or eight of us looking for work. And this man said, oh, yes. So you can put the potatoes, I'll dig the potatoes up, and you can put them in the basket. And so I said, how much? I was always a spokesman, always a leader. I said, how much? He said, 10 cents a basket, which that was 39 or 40, like that. So that was good money then. So we said, okay. So we did this, and we had to go 5 o'clock in the morning because it was hot, like it's been a few days ago for 25 days, and it was very hot, and we wouldn't be out in the field picking those potatoes. I'm talking fast because I don't know how much time you want to have, and I have so much to say. So we went out, we picked the potatoes, and he'd pay us, and we'd come home, we'd be so happy. And one day we went and we picked the potatoes, worked diligently, and the man gave us 5 cents a basket. I said, wait a minute, you told us 10 cents a basket. He said, yeah, I know what I told you. He said, but it was so many of us, I guess, and we worked so fast. So he said, I'm just going to give you 5 cents. I said, okay. And the girls were fussing and chew. Well, I said, okay, that's fine. I said, we'll see you tomorrow morning. And he looked at me. So when we left his farm, they said, Olivia, what are you talking about? I said, don't worry. We're going back tomorrow, and we're going to get even. So what we're going to do? I said, we're going to put the straw and stuff in the basket, fill it up with that, and put potatoes on top where he can't see it, and we get our money and leave. So they said, Oh, some said, I'm scared. Don't be scared. Just be with me. So we went on, and that's what we did. And he paid us. And we come out of his garden, out of his farm, and we down the road just laughing and joking and wouldn't even walk that way for a long time because we feel he'd be looking for us.
Was then, he white or black?
White farmer. And then there was this white man and his girlfriend that had a raspberry farm and wanted us to pick the raspberry. And, you know, we went around looking for work. So here we are picking the raspberries. And here goes my name again. The man said, hey, Susie, you missed some on your row. Well, I knew he was talking to me because it was my row, but I just kept on working. And he said, Susie, don't you hear me talking to you? I said, I told you before, my name is Olivia. Olivia, can you say that? He said, don't be so D-smart. And I went back and picked what he said I missed. It wasn't I was working badly. I just overlooked it. Well, another day, he did the same thing. Susie, I want you to work down this end. I don't want you to work with them. I just kept on working. He said, you hear me telling you? I said, do you know my name? Can you learn my name? He said, all right, whatever it is. I want you working down there. So one day, we went through this name again, and he said, get the H off of my property. I don't want you working for me at all. I said, fine, because I don't want to work for you. But you have to pay me for the work I have done. And I had already computed the amount. And he told his girlfriend, pay her, let's get rid of her. And it wasn't, I don't remember the figures now, but it wasn't the correct amount. I said, no, this is not right. You owe me such and such and such. Pay her, give her anything so we can get rid of her. So she paid me, and I stepped out on the highway. And that highway, you may not know it, not being from around here, is Mercury Boulevard in Hampton now. That's where it was. Anyway, I stepped out there on the highway, and I said, come on, y'all. You don't want to work for him. He doesn't know how to treat you. And they're standing there working and scared. And he said, get away from here. Get away from my property. I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm on a highway. My mother and father paid taxes for this highway. This is not your highway, so you leave me alone. And I went home and told my mother. She said, oh, Lord,